And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, I mean it when I say it, this one right here, Alabama. Y'all, this show like goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, so this next section I'm doing, dipper number three here, I called it Press Pass. I saved this for last because I wanted just to have a moment to just chat about this thing that is really under my skin. So if you didn't see it, a story broke yesterday that says that members of the press were actually embedded with Hamas when they did the heinous torturing attacks in Israel on October 7th. Let that sink in. The only way that can happen is if they knew in advance the attacks were going to take place. Now, what I don't know for a fact all of them, but what we are hearing right now, a story here on Daily Wire has this. Photographers from the Associated Press and Reuters appear to have been embedded with Hamas terrorists as they executed terrorist attacks against Israel on October 7th. Photos posted by the news agencies include one showing terrorists breaking the gates to Kibbutz Kfar Aza, where residents were completely caught off guard and dozens were murdered. Photos also show that photographers were on the scene as terrorists took civilians such as Shani Luke hostage and attacking Israeli tanks on the far side of Gaza at the border. The photos raise serious questions about whether the news agencies had advanced knowledge that terrorist attacks were taking place. The four individuals credited by the AP for the images were Hassan Islaya, Yusuf Masood, Ali Mahmoud, and Hatem Ali. They're all photographers based in Gaza, where it was revealed in 2021 that the Associated Press actually shared office space with Hamas. Good Lord. Israel, by the way, second story from the Jerusalem Post. This is not like social media rumor. Israel, now, according to the Jerusalem Post, is demanding action after journalists reportedly joined the Hamas massacre to get the first photographs. Why do I believe this happened? Well, first of all, it's already been, we know it's happened, all right? CNN has already fired one of them. So CNN has now fired one of them. That tells you something right there. Reuters, I don't think, has made any comment, although they denied involvement. There's that. They denied involvement. The AP, I'm not sure what they've done yet. CNN, according to the Daily Mail, has now fired one of its freelance photojournalists. Okay, freelance meaning that they were not necessarily direct employees of CNN. It's not like, you know, the CNN foreign news desk said, hey, Ahmed, we need you to go down there to the massacre, please. We're going to have you cover that for us. Starts tomorrow. Get ready. I don't think that's what happened. But what I do think's happened is that CNN then got the photos and did not question how in the world they were produced so quickly. How in the world, Ahmed, how did you get those? And they ran with them. So in Baghdad in 2004, I was attached to an infantry battalion in central Baghdad. And like everybody else, we had our bad days. And in June of 2004, we lost several of our own in a coordinated ambush that took place on what they called Highway 1 that ran through the center of Baghdad. And a great young man named Lieutenant Eric McRae and two other young specialists, Justin Ireley and Justin Linden, were all three killed in this coordinated attack. It started with an IED, took out the lead vehicle. Lieutenant McRae, who was the OIC on the ground, he immediately vacated his vehicle, running forward to check on his men. At that point, a coordinated small arms ambush with RPGs began, you know, assaulting the vehicles that had been stopped by the IED. And like I said, we lost three. And it was a bad day. But we had somebody with us who was actually, she was actually the only female in the entire infantry battalion. But she was a PA NCO, meaning public affairs. She was the one who checked on things. Well, she got a burr under her saddle because she recognized that there were photos that had been published that appeared to indicate that the photographer was with the people who were doing the shooting. And this guy was so brazen that he had put his little Arabic signature, so to speak, in the bottom right of the photographs. And so she made it a personal mission working with Intel to find out who this was. And we found him. And we took him out. We found the people that had done this coordinated ambush because they had had embedded media. So when I see this happening in Israel, I have no doubt in my, there's no doubt in my mind that what was happening was Hamas said, "Hey, you, Ahmed with the camera, don't you work for CNN? I do. We need you to go with us. We're about to kill a whole bunch of Jews. Awesome. I'll be there. Hey, Yusuf, don't you work for AP? I do. Won't you come with us? We're about to kill a whole lot of Israelis. And maybe even let you get in on a little bit of it. I'll be there with my camera. It'll be awesome. And then I'll get paid by CNN. I'll get paid by AP. I'll get paid by Reuters." Looking back again at Baghdad 2004, here's another thing that I know for a fact that we had to do. So we had a couple of OPs, observation posts, in and around our area. My area was central Baghdad. When you see the pictures of Saddam's statue being torn down, that was my area. Our FOB was in the old Iraqi Olympic complex, which was right there in that whole area. And there's also some hotels along the Tigris River, one of which is called the Sheraton Hotel. And believe it or not, it was a Sheraton. But the Sheraton Hotel was a place where foreign journalists and others would stay a lot of times. So we helped provide security for that particular hotel. We kept a platoon or half a platoon at the very least on detail at the hotel. But because of that, we had an observation post on top of the hotel. It gave us a great vantage point. One of the things we could see was Al Jazeera's Baghdad headquarters. And it became an indicator for intel if staff members of Al Jazeera ran out the door to get in their cars and looked like they were leaving in a hurry, we knew something was about to happen because they always knew first. Don't tell me there's not some press complicit in what's happened. So if I were Israel, I'd be mad too. I would be livid. And they are, and rightfully so. So yeah, story on Daily Mail, CNN has now suspended all ties with a freelance photojournalist who appears to have been embedded with Hamas on October 7th. Hassan Islaya had been filing photographs of the conflict to CNN and the Associated Press since the Hamas attack on October 7th. They include images of a burning Israeli tank from which soldiers were kidnapped. Now photos have emerged of him posing with Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. He also posted a now-deleted video to Twitter in which he described how Hamas fighters kidnapped Israeli soldiers from the burning tank. He was so brazen, just like the guy in Baghdad who put his little signature down at the bottom of his photographs, he was so brazen that he was willing to do this and then submit it, and I guarantee you he submitted it for payment to the AP and CNN. Here's the next thing. Maybe CNN didn't have him as an employee, but CNN had him under contract. And I have to question, what does CNN do to vet its people? Do they try at all? Do they try at all to vet their folks and say, I don't think we can work with you. You appear to have some radical views, and I don't think that we need you on our payroll. Well, there are grave concerns, according to Daily Mail, about what each of these photojournalists knew and when they knew it, but Israel's government is now demanding an explanation from the media outlets, all of which have denied having prior knowledge of the attack. In response to the criticism, a CNN spokesperson told the Daily Mail, "We had no prior knowledge." Oh, you had no prior knowledge, but you published the photos, didn't you? And oh, by the way, hey, CNN, when he sent those photos in and it became obvious that he was there during the attacks, did you turn that over to anybody in the intelligence community and say, "Look, we got a guy here that might know something. He probably knows these people, could probably tell you where to find them"? No, of course you didn't. Of course you didn't, because your photojournalist had ethics. He had ethics, and you have ethics, and you can't divulge your sources because that's very important. That's right, even when your sources are raping, murdering, and pillaging. So Jerusalem Post says, among other things, it begs the question, did the photographers, were they aware in advance of the intent to carry out the massacre? How did they arrive on the scene so quickly? Did Hamas also even allow them to be there? Which would mean, by the way, that they would be trusted sources. Did these news reporters have approval to enter Israel alongside the terrorists? Did the photographers inform their editors that they were accompanying the terrorists as they carried out the attacks against the Israelis. According to the investigation, it says in Jerusalem Post, the photographers documented up close the kidnapping of civilians and soldiers, an attack on a tank, the lynching of an IDF soldier. In addition, a CNN freelance journalist broadcasted images of the burning tank and accompanied the terrorists back into Gaza. Yeah, they can say they had no advance knowledge. They could say they didn't know. But let's don't give the press a pass, all right? Let's don't give the press a pass. Meanwhile, sitting over here with a piece that came right off the Defense Department's website, the United States Department of Defense, Dateline a couple of days ago, continues to stress to Israel that it needs to follow the laws of war.
Yes, sir.
Really? That's the way this works? Hey, Israel.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to wag our finger at you. You need to follow the rules of war. Quote, is we're having conversations with them, that's Israel, about the importance of taking the law of war into account. And in our discussions with them, we believe they are taking it into account. Okay. How about this? Could somebody please call CNN on the carpet? Could somebody please hold the AP and Reuters accountable? Could somebody please let us know how in the world you came to hire these men? And were these men, in fact, terrorists with cameras who simply just had an opportunity and now the press is getting a pass? That ain't the way it works. And I can just tell you from firsthand experience, we need to take some of them out. I'm fine with that. We took them out in Baghdad in 2004.
Yeah,
and by God, I'd say take them out again. All right, listen, we're headed to a break right now. That was a very brief dipper, but it's something that was just on my heart, and I wanted to save it for a chance to have a good, solid rant. We'll be right back, wrapping up the day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, folks, ZLA Solutions, man, those guys have been with us since the very beginning. ZLA Solutions, you can find them on their website at zlausa.com. Now, if you're looking for a job yourself, and a lot of folks are, go to their website. They got great jobs posted all over North Alabama and beyond, really. But yeah, ZLA Solutions. They have those jobs posted because part of their gig, man, is aside from helping you just find ways to streamline your operations and do different things, they also can help you find people. ZLA Solutions, man, they can do the recruiting, the background checks, drug testing, all of it. And I like to say blue collar, white collar, or no collar, it doesn't matter. They can find you the folks you need, a whole shift full of them or just a few. So yeah, you check them out. Their website again is zlausa.com. That's ZLA Solutions at zlausa.com. And by the way, do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Would appreciate that. All right, I got a caller on the line. Is that Jeff Rowe? Jeff Rowe from Indiana is on the line. Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing good, Phil. Happy Thump Day.
Happy Thump Day? Is that where we are?
Yep, Thump Day, yeah, because my wife says, Wednesday is Hump Day and Thursday is Thump Day because if Friday don't hurry up and get here, I'm going to thump somebody.
I'll take it. We might have to steal that line. All right, full credit to her, though. What's on your mind, man? What you thinking about?
Hey, don't be knocking CNN. Hey, man, they got good embed and good. They're always on scene whenever, like when Mar-a-Lago, I think, was raided
Yeah.
Roger Stone was arrested. I mean, they got, they're on the spot covering the stories.
Johnny on the spot, doing what the people need, bringing the news.
Yeah, I imagine they was anywhere around Hunter's storage units, though, whenever they tipped off Hunter about they was going to raid the storage units. So, they missed that story somehow.
You know, it's something for them to be. You know, in certain places, you kind of get it. That's called, being on the spot. You have a police scanner or something. You listen to things. You rush out there to try and get the story. But the idea that they're going to show up it pre-coordinated to go along with the bad guys for a murder spree is just amazing to me.
Well, I'm figuring it's probably wasn't going along with the bad guys. It's probably they are the bad guys.
Well, there you go.
Probably they're members of Hamas.
There you go. there you go. You are so correct, sir. I you probably heard my story. I mean, from personal experience, that stuff happens. It does.
Sure. I mean, like I say, they're reporters, man. They're journalists.
Yeah.
So it's their job to have the intel.
Yep.
Apparently more intel than what the United States and Israel has.
That's exactly right. Well, you know, I'm not sure it's intel if they actually call and give you an invitation. It's not much. It doesn't take much intelligence to go. I mean, hey, I got an engraved invitation to show up at the massacre. I think I'll go. It's next Saturday.
Well, it's probably part of the planning. It was on the planning committee, probably.
Well, hey, I got to switch gears on you, Jeff. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you sure can.
In the trucking industry, do you guys deal with automatic shutoffs? Do you have like centrally controlled vehicle controls for some companies? Do you know?
No, but I mean, it might could be possible or whatever. But I mean, they can from my computer and everything. I'm constantly on the basically it's tied into the internet or phone system. They can tell every time I hit the brake, every time I speed up, you know, from the office, they can basically, with the cameras and everything,
yeah.
They can watch me, watch the road, they can do everything except for, you know, they can't shut a truck off. But it's a possibility that some can, that, you know, if you run out of hours, that it was immobilized the truck after it shut off the first time or something.
Wow. Well, I just wondered, we had a thing earlier in the show, you may have heard it, about the fact that the new omnibus infrastructure bill apparently contained opportunities there for the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration to put rules in place for allowing automatic shutoffs on vehicles.
Well, we won't have to worry about it really in a few years because trucks will be shut off dead alongside the road when they change everything to battery power.
Oh, there you go. I'm not sure that's a lighter moment, but I guess you're right. All right. Hey, Jeff, be safe on the road, man. You have a great night.
Have a good one, Phil.
All right, we'll see you. I had a 1,000 text messages I didn't even get to today. It's just unbelievable. John from Lexington, South Carolina says the same folks who are now claiming were those who needed emotional support lizards a decade ago. 100% social media generated fad. Yep. Joe from Elkmont says in a society that will pull out a phone and record an elderly man getting beaten senseless by a street thug instead of helping, I'm not surprised. Talking about the, I guess that's a point. Talking about the situation in Israel. Glenn from Bluntsville says, are Israelis still planning to put their team together to hunt down the terrorist? Well, I think they already are. In fact, they're in the tunnels right now, we understand. Mm-hmm. Brian from Huntsville, Hamas never signed on to Geneva or the other rules of war. Israel needs to destroy them while minimizing collateral damage. God, please take these innocents into your arms. Thank you, Brian. David from Huntsville says, drop thousands of leaflets saying any embedded journalist with terrorists will be killed. I think that's a fair game option right there. Pam from Madison says, when's a woman going to be named the sexiest man alive? You know, stand by, Pam. I'm sure it's coming. Dustin from Hazel Green says, the record, the powerlifting woman's powerlifting record, beat it by 200 kilograms. That large of a margin is pretty much all the explanation of fairness you need. You can't deny the absurdity without even lying to themselves at this point. All right, listen, we had an amazing day. Is that music playing? Do I hear it? All right, that means we're done. Hey, listen, we're back here tomorrow at 2 for Friday. You guys have a great night. We will see you then.
Out there, you are listening to